Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, here's what's happening along old US 60 in Mesa. A $38.5 million roadway improvement project is underway in East Mesa along old US 60. The project extends 5 miles near Mesa's border with Apache Junction. The Arizona Department of Transportation said the project, which began in February 2024, will enhance safety and business access while boosting mobility for bikers and pedestrians. Project elements include improving draining conditions and installing sidewalks, curbs, gutters, bike lanes, and lighting. The agency is adding the bike lanes and sidewalks by decreasing the number of lanes from 3 to 2. Many of the median crossovers along what is now known as Main Street and Apache Trail also were improved through lengthening or adding new turn bays. Some crossovers were removed to improve traffic flow and safety, ADOT said. The project spans 5 miles across old US 60 from Sossaman Road to Meridian Road. The area is now Apache Trail east of Signal Butte Road in Apache Junction and Main Street west of Signal Butte Road in Mesa. Construction is expected to be completed in early 2026. Some streets intersecting Main Street and Apache Trail will be closed. Residents can check AZ511 or AZ511.gov for further information about closures. That story was, here's what's happening along old US 60 in Mesa. The next story, Apache Junction, Florence women bring home international pageant titles. Two women from Apache Junction and Florence representing the US recently won international titles at the Mrs. International Global Pageant in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Lindsay Roman Murphy of Apache Junction was crowned Mrs. International Global 2025 at the September 7 event. I'm extremely honored and humbled to be crowned Mrs. International Global 2025 and to have represented the United States of America in Malaysia. This title means so much to me as a new wife and longtime pageant competitor, Roman Murphy said in a release. Florence resident Nancy Ellen Martin won the classic Mrs. International Universal 2025 title at the September 7 event. I am truly honored to have been crowned classic Mrs. International Universal. At nearly 54 years old, with almost 40 years in this industry, I have been blessed to hold many titles, but this one is especially meaningful. To be crowned on an international stage in Malaysia, surrounded by the genuine sisterhood of the Mrs. International Global Organization, was an unforgettable experience, Martin said in the release. The title holders participated in several areas of competition to earn their crowns, including evening gown, interview, swimsuit, and national costume. Both Roman Murphy and Martin also took home additional awards for best talent in an optional competition. In addition, Martin won the subtitle of Mrs. Popularity, and Roman Murphy won the subtitle of Mrs. Queen of Hearts. Dateen Sharon Tu, CEO of MIG, and Evelyn Gann, COO of MIG, extended their heartfelt congratulations to Nancy Ellen Martin and Lindsay Roman Murphy. At the MMW Group of Pageant Management, our mission is to celebrate womanhood, uplift and empower married women, and amplify their voices in their personal advocacies, they said in the release. And that story was Apache Junction, Florence women bring home international pageant titles. The next story, company announces expansion to add 500 jobs, making AI-driven data hub coolers in Mesa. A data center air cooling company announced it was expanding its Mesa footprint with a new facility to produce AI-enabled air-cooled chillers. The Canadian-based XNRG Climate Systems first announced it was building its U.S. headquarters in Mesa in 2023 and announced on September 17 it was expanding into a new 330-square-foot facility dedicated to producing its next-generation air-cooled chiller. It will lease a shell building along Pecos Road and 80th Street in Southeast Mesa and will have the interior constructed to the company's specifications. The AI-enabled air-cooled chillers will use AI to enhance operational efficiency, which will be deployed to data centers. The company's first facility, which it calls Mesa One, is currently in operation and will have an official ribbon-cutting event in October. At full capacity, Mesa One will add 900 jobs. The Mesa Two expansion is expected to bring an additional 500 jobs to the city. Waiz Jalali, XNRG's founder and CEO, in the news release said the company's accelerated growth underscores the critical demand for our advanced thermal management systems and our commitment to meeting market needs. The new facility will feature a $10 million environmental testing chamber to replicate a wide range of environmental conditions, rigorously testing each chiller to ensure it performs precisely as promised under diverse operational scenarios. It will also incorporate several dedicated assembly lines to ensure optimal production times meeting the demands of the company's rapidly expanding markets. The company anticipates it will produce about 3,000 advanced air-cooled chillers annually. XNRG was the first tenant at Gateway East, a 273-acre airport business park near the Mesa Gateway Airport. The company is a climate technology company that manufactures, researches, and designs HVAC air treatment systems. XNRG aims to address data centers' water consumption. Data centers are large buildings that house IT infrastructure for building, running, and delivering applications and services. While the facilities have created an anchor for continued growth in technology industries in Arizona, many have criticized the facilities for their water and power consumption. Mesa has become a hotbed for data center development and has one of the largest footprints in Metro Phoenix. Data centers have also received criticism for their low employee rates. XNRG's expansion was praised by Mesa Mayor Mark Freeman, who stated in a news release that it would bring high-quality jobs to the city. That story was company announces expansion to add 500 jobs making AI-driven data hub coolers in Mesa. The next story, $575,000 sludge pumps purchase approved by Apache Junction Sewer District Board. The second phase of replacing airlift pumps that move sludge at the Apache Junction Water Reclamation Facility with mechanical pumps will cost $575,000. The Apache Junction Sewer District Board voted unanimously September 23 to purchase and replace three return-activated sludge pumps for clarifier numbers 1 through 3 at a cost not to exceed $575,000 to be paid from the Capital and Replacement Fund. When activated sludge enters regular clarifiers at the water reclamation facility, it settles by gravity to the bottom and the remaining clarified water is decanted from the surface. Settled sludge is removed and sent to aeration basins as return-activated sludge, it states in a district document. The board approved phase one of the project during the prior fiscal year to replace airlift pumps with mechanical pumps in clarifier numbers 4, 5, and 6, and it is currently under construction. Phase 2 construction will follow soon after completion of Phase 1, it states. Mechanical pumps offer a more consistent, low-maintenance way to do things, District Manager Darren Anglin said prior to the vote September 23. Phase 1 is in the process right now. They are trenching, they are getting them installed. They have the pumps in stock or on site. Phase 1 covered the east clarifiers. The Sewer District is an independent, public, nonprofit entity developed solely for the benefit of its customers and the Apache Junction community to operate and maintain a regional system for the collection, transport, and treatment of sewage from the properties existing within its boundaries. Board members to the Sewer District are appointed by the Apache Junction City Council. Members of the district board serve as volunteers who are responsible for setting policy and rates, adopting a budget, and other high-level decision-making regarding all aspects of the district's operation and ongoing business affairs. By state law, board members cannot own 40 acres in the district, cannot be an employee or agent of a landowner who owns 40 acres or more in the district, cannot be an employee of the city or the county, and cannot be an elected official of the city or county. That story was $575,000 sludge pumps purchase approved by Apache Junction Sewer District Board. The next story, two people in East Mesa crash found with gunshot wounds. Two people who were involved in a crash were found to have gunshot wounds on September 25 in East Mesa, according to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Deputies went to the crash scene around 2 a.m. in the area of 85th and Boise Streets, sheriff's officials said. They found one person had been shot and that person was taken to a hospital. A short time later, a second person who was shot and taken to the hospital by an unknown third party was also found to have been involved in the crash, according to the sheriff's office. Both people were being treated at a hospital, and sheriff's officials did not know their current conditions. Detectives were still investigating the incident. That story was two people in East Mesa crash found with gunshot wounds. The next story, power out for 1,717 SRP customers in East Mesa, Apache Junction, Gold Canyon. Salt River Project is investigating the cause of Friday electricity outages to 1,717 homes in East Mesa, Apache Junction, and Gold Canyon, while a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for the area. According to a map at https://myaccount.srpnet.com/power/myaccount/outages? They are at 602 customers from Ellsworth Road to Delaware Drive and McClellan Road to Broadway, starting at 12:43 p.m. with an estimated restoration time of 2:40 p.m. 195 customers from San Marcos Drive to Goldfield Road between Superstition Boulevard and 16th Avenue, starting at 12:38 p.m. with an estimated restoration time of 2:37 p.m. 23 customers from Nodak Road to Barkley Road and between McKellops Boulevard and Lost Dutchman Boulevard, starting at 12:46 p.m. with an estimated restoration time of 2:44 p.m. And 897 customers from Mountain View Road to the eastern bounds of service territory near East U.S. Highway 60, starting at 12:36 p.m. with an estimated restoration time of 2:35 p.m. That story was power out for 1,717 SRP customers in East Mesa, Apache Junction, Gold Canyon. The next story, Mesa man arrested after pulling out a gun during road rage incident on U.S. 60, police say. A Mesa man was arrested following a road rage incident where he pointed a handgun at another driver and at least one other person, according to court documents. Brian Armando Lopez, 22, was accused of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a prohibited possessor, spokesperson Detective Jesse Macias said. The incident happened just before 8 p.m. September 21, around the area of Stapley Road and U.S. 60 in Mesa, Macias said. The other driver told police that a white BMW cut him off, which was driven by Lopez, according to Macias. The two exchanged words at a stoplight before Lopez pulled out a handgun with a green laser pointed it at the other driver and at least one passenger before driving away, Macias said. Officers obtained video footage of the BMW from the Mesa Police Department's real-time crime center cameras, Macias said. Officers were then able to locate the BMW entering U.S. 60 at Gilbert Road, where Lopez was detained with three other passengers, according to Macias. One of the passengers admitted Lopez pointed a firearm with a green laser at the other vehicle exiting the U.S. 60, court documents said. The other two passengers claimed to have not seen anything, and the defendant invoked his Fifth Amendment rights, said court documents. Lopez was positively identified by the people in the other vehicle, according to court documents. officers discovered multiple firearms in the vehicle, including a black handgun with a laser, documents said. Lopez is prohibited from possessing firearms since he is a convicted felon, Macias said. Lopez was arrested and booked into jail, Macias said. Lopez's bail was set for $50,000, court documents said. His next court appearance was scheduled for September 29, according to court documents. That story was Mesa man arrested after pulling out a gun during road rage incident on U.S. 60, police say. You're listening to East Valley News covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, U.S. 60 closures slated October 3 to 5 between Chrisman, Tomahawk Roads. The Arizona Department of Transportation advises drivers to plan for U.S. 60 Superstition Freeway closures and lane restrictions in Mesa and Apache Junction for pavement maintenance. Eastbound U.S. 60 will be closed between Chrisman and Tomahawk Roads from 10 p.m. Friday, October 3, to 9 a.m. Saturday, October 4. Westbound U.S. 60 will be closed between Tomahawk and Chrisman Roads from 10 p.m. Saturday, October 4, to 9 a.m. Sunday, October 5. For a detour, U.S. 60 drivers may consider using Southern or Baseline Avenues to travel around the closure. Nightly lane restrictions are planned September 29 to October 1. Westbound U.S. 60 will be narrowed to one lane between Tomahawk and Mountain View Roads from 10 p.m. Monday, September 29 to 5 a.m. Tuesday, September 30. Eastbound U.S. 60 will be narrowed to one lane between Mountain View and Tomahawk Roads from 10 p.m. Tuesday, September 30 to 5 a.m. Wednesday, October 1. ADOT advises drivers to use caution and be prepared to slow down and merge safely when approaching and traveling through all work zones. That story was U.S. 60 closures slated October 3 to 5 between Chrisman, Tomahawk Roads. The next story, changes come to Gilbert In-N-Out after years of violence. Will it push teens elsewhere? After 3 years of gang attacks and teen fights, a fast food restaurant drawn into the national spotlight because of the Gilbert goons has cut its hours and restricted access to its dining room. In-N-Out Burger did not announce the changes in Gilbert or post its new weekend hours, but teens arriving for meetups on Friday and Saturday nights find locked doors, cones across the parking lot, police video cameras, and armed officers. The move to close the dining room at 9 p.m. and block off the parking lot started a couple of weeks before Labor Day and the start of the high school football season, after teens set off fireworks at the restaurant and a parking lot brawl led to the arrest of two girls. But the dozens of teens who showed up to gobble more gossip than double doubles were caught by surprise by the lockdown and went on full-on text mode to find alternative locations for the unofficial football after parties or whatever else. Nearby In-N-Outs in Chandler, Mesa, and Queen Creek were top contenders as the message to go somewhere else spread. Frick you guys, it's a complete overreaction, Avery Smith, 17, said in the subdued Santan Village Marketplace parking lot as carloads of teens skittered by. Everybody knows to come to In-N-Out. Savannah Donahoe, 17, nodded. It's the teenager spot since before I was alive. The two East Valley friends showed up in Gilbert after bailing early from the September 5 Mountain View and Mesa High School football game. They expected to meet dozens of classmates and dozens more teens from local schools who crush the restaurants on weekend nights. We show up on game nights to meet people, Donahoe said. We're here to find the huzz, Smith said, laughing, which they said referred to hot guys. Gilbert In-N-Out was an incubator for the Gilbert goons, who meted out beatings at the location that went unchecked by police for years despite repeated reports of violence. The goons, a gang of mostly affluent teenagers, recorded their blitz-style attacks on teens at In-N-Out, parking garages, and house parties in 2022 and 2023. Some victims of the goons had to go to the hospital. One never made it home. A December 2023 investigation by the Arizona Republic tied the goons to the fatal beating of Preston Lord, 16, at a Halloween party in Queen Creek. Several of the teens charged with first-degree murder in Lord's death met at the Gilbert In-N-Out after the beating, police records show. The Republic in May 2024 found 95 people participated in 18 goons beatings across the East Valley, according to beating videos, police reports, and screenshots of attacks. Throngs of teenagers can be seen in the videos hitting, kicking, stomping, and pushing victims. Seven of those attacks took place in the Gilbert In-N-Out's parking lot between December 2022 and September 2023. The dining room closure appears to be a tacit admission of problems from the facility-owned burger company, whose president, as of July, has built a $7.3 billion empire on its Southern California ethos. In-N-Out officials, for years, have declined to discuss the attacks or other fights and acts of violence at the Gilbert location. Corporate officials did not respond to requests about what led to the change in operations. A manager at the Gilbert In-N-Out said he was not an authorized spokesperson for the company and could not speak about the dining room closure. He handed out a slip of paper with an email and phone number for media request information. He said the company likely would not respond. Gilbert officials won't discuss why it took almost 3 years to ramp up enforcement. A police spokesperson wouldn't say if or how the town pressured the restaurant to implement changes. New scenes of mayhem unfolded at the In-N-Out in July. A group of girls staged a fight near the restaurant's entrance that others recorded and posted on social media. And teens launched fireworks toward the restaurant, including once while police were trying to break up crowds. Police officials said in a July 25 statement, "Our message is clear. Disruptive behavior, trespassing, and unsafe conduct will not be tolerated." GPD increased enforcement details during peak hours, such as weekends, throughout the Santan Village Marketplace, using on-duty patrol teams with in-night traffic and swing shift units, department spokesperson Brenda Carrasco said in a September 4 email. These efforts build on years of increased patrols within the area. Since 2023, the department has said, without providing evidence, it increased patrols around In-N-Out. Police Chief Michael Solberg and other town officials said extra patrols were ordered at the time because of reports of teen violence and increased youth activity at the restaurant. Victims of beatings said Gilbert police failed again and again to prevent attacks. Connor Jarnigan, who was attacked by the goons at the In-N-Out in December 2022, said an officer told him his beating was the fifth one that month involving brass knuckles. His family has filed a lawsuit against In-N-Out over the assault. "They've got to take some accountability for fostering an unsafe environment that enables teen violence," his mother, Stephanie Jarnigan, said of the restaurant on September 12. Gilbert officials for more than 18 months have refused to release records about the extra patrols or instructions to officers about In-N-Out regarding teen violence. The department also has not released records related to talks or meetings with In-N-Out. The Republic in January filed a request under the Arizona Open Records Law for all communications town officials had with In-N-Out representatives. Carrasco was careful not to name In-N-Out in her statement. She said tenants hired off-duty Gilbert police officers as security, which she said does not impact the department's staffing levels or patrol operations. She referred questions about In-N-Out's dining room closure to the company. The Republic confirmed uniformed off-duty police officers in Gilbert police vehicles were working security at the restaurant on multiple weekends. The department collaborated with businesses at the Santan Village Marketplace to identify ways to keep their private property a safe and welcoming environment for all patrons, Carrasco said. Vestar Development, which manages the marketplace, allowed police to install a pole-mounted camera in the parking lot near the restaurant. Carrasco said the camera provides live updates to patrol lieutenants on what's going on in the area. "The new measures have significantly reduced large gatherings in the area," Carrasco said. After the Gilbert In-N-Out dining room started closing at 9 p.m., teens flocked to the Chandler location about 4 miles away. Reports of problems soon followed. Witnesses said teens flooded the restaurant after football games, shooting fireworks and crowding the lobby. It got so bad that the restaurant stopped letting people in, they said. Police call logs tell the rest of the story. The fireworks, a slew of disorderly conducts, trespassing, and a threat. Heather Hopkins described the scene at the Gilbert and German Roads location in a Facebook post. The fact that we as a family can't even go to a local burger joint without it being overran by teens is nuts, Hopkins wrote. There were four boys who came in with full-blown ski masks on, and my daughters were so scared. Chandler police took immediate action. The department increased patrols on Friday and Saturday nights, said spokesperson Ryan Cody. The department also set up video surveillance around the city's three In-N-Out restaurants, he said. The In-N-Out parking lot at German resembled a police substation on August 22, with as many as five patrol units parked out front, one with its bubble lights flashing. Officers took a block of tables inside and made eye contact over drinks and burgers with people lining up at the counter. Teens arriving at the burger joint looked deflated. They texted out sit reps and phoned updates, telling friends they needed an alternative rendezvous. Standing in the parking lot, a group of girls nixed potential spots. Jack in the Box, no. McDonald's, meh. The Chandler Mall, Raising Cane's, maybe. Chandler police intervened on their own initiative without input from the restaurant, Cody said. In-N-Out did not request the extra patrols and is not paying for the increased police efforts, he said. It has come at some cost to the community, Cody said. It has limited some officers from responding to other calls for service. While this initiative is intended to prevent disturbances and maintain public safety, it does impact staffing allocations, he said. In-N-Out's jingle for years bragged that's what a hamburger is all about. But the restaurants today are as much about teen zeitgeist as they are about fast food. In-N-Outs across the valley experience the football phenomenon without the same level and frequency of violence as the Gilbert location, police records show. Suburban locations adjacent to sprawling mall parking lots, late hours, cheap food, free refills, and clean, well-lit places to sit are part of what teens say draws them to In-N-Out. They also like the casual vibe and the merch. The In-N-Outs in Avondale, Mesa, Peoria, Phoenix, Queen Creek, and Scottsdale all shoulder weekend surges, which sometimes end with someone laid out in the parking lot in need of medical attention. The story was, changes come to Gilbert In-N-Out after years of violence. Will it push teens elsewhere? Remember that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcastinfo and audio/on-demand. You can also take SunSounds with you. You can get our stream and on-demand service on our new SunSounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones. And you can hear SunSounds on your Echo Dot or smart home device. This has been East Valley News covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on SunSounds of Arizona.